what do you think the most important thing the offense accomplished this offseason?
Coming together as an offense, man. You know, it was a lot of new faces in there, and we just played a part, and we came together.
Laramie, what was your offseason assessment, your self-assessment, like of the way you played last year and what you want to try to change and do differently this year?
I just wanted to work on my overall game, pass set, run game, anything, working next to Ted Larson or working next to Johnson. I just wanted to work on that, be a complete player.
Were you satisfied coming off last year, or did it leave a bad taste?
No,
it was
a bad taste, horrible taste.
So what were you dwelling on, or what were those first couple months like when you were thinking about?
No, I just wanted to improve my game. That's the main thing I was dwelling on. You know, I know I could have been better. Now I'm here, new season, new person. Let's get it.
Did you go back and evaluate your tape last year after the season? You watch every snap and all that?
Not every snap, but I always go back and look at the games. I probably gave up a sack on. I had the most MAs on and try to correct it from there.
What was one thing that you got better at this offseason, you think?
Just working on being a complete player, you know. More studying, working on staying after, working on my run game, pass game, you know, working with Josh Sitton. You know, he's a pro bowl. He's been in the league for a long time, you know, 11 years plus, you know. So I'm working with him. Hopefully that'll get better too.
What's the biggest lesson you've taken from working with Sitton?
He's just a veteran guy. So anything he tells me, I'm listening to, no matter what.
Adam Gase said that they kind of collectively thought it would be easier. They might have underestimated how difficult it was going to be to move back to left tackle. Was that the case for you, too? Did you assume it was going to be a little easier than it was?
No, I never assumed it was going to be easier. Definitely playing left tackle in the highest level of football, I never thought it would be easy.
But that's like a second language, too. I mean, that's very natural.
It's very natural, but, you know, it's the highest point of the game, you get what I'm saying? So playing left tackle, going against the best athletes in the game, is always going to be a competition every week.
You get that with Robert Quinn, it seems.
Yeah, every practice, for sure.
How's that been?
You know, I'm glad I'm going against a person like RQ, man. He gets me better every practice. Coming off the edge like he do is one of the best pass rushers in the game, for sure.
They talk about his bend. What does that mean?
Now, have y'all seen his bend?
No.
Y'all haven't seen his bend. Man. Touch the ground with his knee and get up. I don't know how he does it.
Touch the ground with his knee
and just get up. Like, he's a freak athlete, man. It's crazy.
So the knee actually touches the ground.
Touch the ground and get up.
Propel himself?
Nah, I don't know what he does.
It's like Dwight Freeney.
It's nice.
Hold on. You can't set him down?
You can sit him down, but it's just like he just slows up. He's a good pass rusher, man. I know y'all watch.
How hard is it to block him without pads on?
I mean, I really don't know. I played against Robert Meyer rookie year, and it was kind of similar like what's going on right now. But I don't know. We'll see training camp. Great player.
I'm sorry. Is your confidence up from where you were at the end of last season?
No, man. I'm just trying to be the best player I can be, man.
But do you feel a little better about how you're playing?
I'm just trying to be the best player I can be, man. No matter. Confidence or not.
What are your expectations for yourself for this year?
Better than last season, for sure.
And to have Ryan Tannehill back at the organization. Nothing is Jay Cutler or anything, but to have Tannehill back on center for the entire training camp. What was that like?
Having Ryan Tannehill back?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the QB, man. I love having him back. You know, he came off an ACL injury. And then, you know, we missed his leadership last year. And having a bag is a big, important offense to us.
The new offensive line coach, Jeremiah Washburn.
My God.
Is there, a technique thing or something that he's always trying to remind you about?
One thing, Wash, he's always positive about anything. No matter what, if you mess up, if you have an inmate, he's always going to be positive about it. And that's a plus for offensive line coach.
Jeremy, how much more comfortable are you guys knowing that the guys are in positions that they're going to be in?
Always comfortable about that position. Always comfortable about that.
I mean, like the whole line. Like, there's not guys like jumping around and stuff.
No, just always comfortable. Always.
Were you good physically all last year? Or were you kind of dinged up?
No, I was good. I was good. No problems at all.